Well, I think one thing that made it different was that it was mostly a working class membership. When Robert inherited the NAACP presidency, most of the professional people who had been members of it and who were supporters had either left or left after he inherited the branch because of the harsh economic realities that were facing our people at that time. The Supreme Court had passed down that decision for desegregation, and the Southerners were prepared to fight it to the nth degree. So they were putting pressure on the professional people who, middle class, who traditionally were NAACP members. When Robert came out of the armed services and inherited the NAACP presidency, he went in the pool room and he recruited just local people who were fed up and tired of the segregation and wanted to fight. He recruited housewives and he recruited veterans, and the veterans were the ones who made up the bulk of the leadership in our NAACP group. So that's what made it different and more militant than some of the other groups. We also recruited members from the elite and the people who had been members before, but we gave them membership under names of Anonymous, Anonymous, or just fictitious names.